Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First MP Shane Jones says he's looking forward to continuing the debate about the Treaty of Waitangi and the Constitution kicked off at Tūranga Waiwai on the weekend. The government parties expect to come under fire at Ratana today and again at Waitangi Day commemorations next week. Mr. Jones is urging people not to adopt hard positions or offensive analysis, such as lawyer Dale Takitumu telling Saturday Tui the government was underpinned by white supremacists.
The Dales of the world cannot simply click their fingers and demand the rest of the population fall in line. That's called politics, bro. This political debate is not going to be for the faint-hearted. So I can understand why opinions are consolidating after the hui, but those opinions are only one perspective in what is going to be a protracted political debate.
Shane Jones says part of the current debate was whether the Waitangi Tribunal has overstepped its mandate in coming up with treaty principles. There's a warning the coalition government's approach to Māori policy is making life tough for Māori public servants. Billy Tehuia Hamilton, an advisor for the Iwi Chairs Forum, says public servants need to give free and frank advice, but governments have a bad habit of not listening to that advice.
Māori who have given that advice get pilloried, they get marginalised within the organisation, or they get ridiculed by some of their seniors, saying, look, we can't do that, you know, despite them getting the advice that says, well, if you don't do it, you're putting government at risk.
Sea Lodge Chief Executive Dove Kapolin says the company has to keep investing in the future despite booking a $4 million loss for the past financial year. The Nelson-based company, which is a 50-50 joint venture between Māori and Japanese fishing giant Nisui, is buying Christchurch-based independent fisheries for an undisclosed price. That will take Sea Lord's headcount from 1,000 to 1,500 staff and increase its available quota by more than 40%, making it the country's largest deepwater fishing company. Mr. Paulin says it is a unique opportunity.
So whoever purchased it in this round, that was it. It wouldn't go to market again. So we decided that it was, regardless of difficult cash and finance times, it was the right thing to do for the organisation because we'll have that quota and that fishing operation forever.
Doug Paulin says the $4 million loss was driven by an extremely poor squid catch, having one of its main boats out of action at the height of the hooky season and new accounting rules, which meant it had to write off the $9 million cost of a new computer system in the year it was implemented. But that loss can be made up with a good year of fishing. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!